You know, I think it came as quite a surprise to all of us that there wasn't a code of ethics explicitly written out that the Supreme Court justices were following. And we all assumed that the Supreme Court justice would hold themselves to the most highest ethical standards. And so there's two things that Clarence Thomas, Judge Thomas, has been involved in that I think call for his resignation. One is the failure to disclose from 2003 to 2007 $687+ that his wife received from the Heritage Foundation. Members of Congress, members of the administration, members of the Supreme Court were all required to file financial disclosures, and he failed to do that. And that in and of itself, you know, repeatedly over the years is wrong. And then when the January 6th information was being requested and figuring out how to get subpoenas, when the Trump administration's folks were refusing to testify to Congress and to getting the records that we needed to really do the proper investigation about the insurrection, the attack on our democracy on January 6th, Judge Thomas should have recused himself then and there because his wife is part of the transcripts and documents and tests. Text that transpired between her and the White House. So he should recuse himself. He should not be sitting in judgment and making decisions on what can be included and what can be excluded, what can come before the Supreme Court and not before the Supreme Court on the January 6th insurrection. He should recuse himself. So for those two reasons, I think he should resign, because it's affecting the integrity of the Supreme Court, the confidence that the American people have that politics is removed from it, and the high standards we all expect our judges to be held to.
Has there been any traction from colleagues, both on your side of the aisle and on the other side of the aisle, at all backing you up in this particular effort?
I'm here on the floor talking to people as we're voting, and people are just like, enough. This is a step too far that he needs to recuse himself.
Now, you know that there are people on the other side of the aisle will say that this is calling for Justice Thomas to step down is really politically motivated and has to do with trying to balance the court. What would you say to that criticism?
I would say that is not a calculation in my decision. As a person who lives in this country, as a person who taught high school social studies, we expect our Supreme Court to uphold itself and for the members of the court to follow the law. The failure to disclose in and of itself is enough that I think he should resign after that many years. But then on the fact that he has not recused himself, as other Supreme Court justices have in the past when there's been a conflict of interest, even regarding the spouse, is absolutely wrong of him. He knows better. He should recuse himself. Justices and even members of Congress at times when they have legislation in front of them recuse themselves. It's not an uncommon practice, but it is a practice in which we expect our judges to follow in order to know that justice is being served not being covered up.
Sorry, Congresswoman, one last question for you. If Justice Thomas does not voluntarily offer to step down, then what would the next step in the process be, or what are you considering?
Well, I think, you know, a political process is impeachment. We tried and I voted to impeach President Trump twice. I don't think we'd be successful with that in the U.S. Senate with Senator Cruz and Senator Cotton and others thinking that the January insurrection was nothing unusual, and that what happened was not an assault against democracy, not an obstruction of justice, not an interference with moving forward with counting the votes to select the next president of the United States. So I think we know that impeachment in the Senate is not likely. Articles of impeachment certainly can be drawn, but the reputation, the integrity of the Supreme Court here at home and around the world needs to be upheld, and Judge Clarence Thomas should do the right thing. He should resign, and I'm sure that he's going to be hearing from Republicans, Democrats, editorial boards, people all across the United States. Do the right thing, and let's have our court shine again with integrity. Resign.